the most unexpected moment of my life. Early in September 1950, I was in my house when a gravelly voice spoke to me on the telephone saying, "Colonel Spry, Director General of Security, could you come and see me? I'd like to talk to you about something." I had never heard of Colonel Spry, and I did not know that ASIO existed. In fact, I was very surprised that he asked me if I would be interested in taking on the job of Director of Counter-Espionage, as I had no intelligence experience. And I said to him, "Why do you think I'd be any good at this?" He said, "Oh, well, most of our work is humdrum slogging, but we do need imagination. You write poetry, don't you?" I admitted I did. He said, "Well, I think you could make a real contribution." And I was baffled by this. I could hardly believe it. The whole widely believed story of a conspiracy between Menzies, ASIO and the Petrovs to influence the elections was absolute rubbish, but it was widely believed because of Dr. Evatt's eminence. I'd had what was the most interesting task I was given, which was that although Spry didn't nominate me to put it in verse, he said, "Mr. and Mrs. Petrov are very keen to tell the story of their life. Would you be interested?" I said I would be fascinated. And I spent 18 months at the safe house at Palm Beach. And I have never known anything more extraordinary than sitting out in the summer heat with insect repellent rubbed on our legs. And they told me, as we looked out over the blue Pacific, the blood-curdling stories of Stalin's Russia. I found that the Mr. and Mrs. Petrov were not monsters, were not mechanics, were actually human beings to whom I could communicate and whom I came to like and consider to be my friends. And that is something that made me feel that whatever happened about communism, however strong it might be and however powerful its threat, it wasn't going to win in the end.